We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 2340. We had learned how Tzfo was having this difficult war where he was so outnumbered when Angias and Lokash prepared close to 1 million soldiers. And Tzfo has approximately 3,000 soldiers. So he's severely outnumbered.
3,000?
Yeah. So Tzfo turns to Hashem. And he says, Hashem, the father of Avram and Yitzchak, let it be known today that you're real. And that everything they worship is false. And that remember the covenant you made with Avram, my great-grandfather. Our forefathers told us the kindness you did with Avram, with Yitzchak. You saved them. Save me and my people, the Kutim, the Kitim, from the king of Africa. And that's where we left off. And Hashem accepted his prayer. And there was a miraculous victory where Tzfo overcame Angias. And in one day, they killed approximately 400,000 soldiers. And Angias looked around and he saw he lost half his men. So what's he supposed to do? He came back and he has 300,000 men. His army had kids in it. He had from 10 years old and up. And
close to 1 million or 3,000?
Here it's talking about the 300,000, but the close to 1 million, yeah. The army that was close to 1 million. So now, 10 days later, he's prepared for another battle, and he charges again. Now he's outnumbered Tzfo only 100 to 1. Right? He's got 300,000. He's got 3,000. And Tzfo, again, was very victorious. And at that point, he only killed 2,000 men. But among the men that they knocked down was Sosifter, or Sosagter, I don't know how to pronounce it, the general. And at that point, Angias fled. He saw he's losing. And Tzfo gave chase. And as he's going, he keeps killing 220 men. Now at that time, one of the people who were with Angias was Bilam, the sorcerer Bilam ben Beor. And Bilam runs away and he joins Tzfo. He offers Tzfo his services. And Tzfo is very excited to have this young sorcerer among his men. He gives him many gifts. And Tzfo has come back from a great victory after praying to Hashem. So what would you think he'd do? Convert to Judaism, you know, do something positive. There isn't a Judaism yet. But maintain his faith to Hashem. No, on the contrary. Tzfo comes back and ignores what happened at war. He continues being a pagan. He continues worshiping the gods like the Kittim did. And then he tells the Kittim, hey, what do you guys say? We go back and take revenge from Yaakov's kids and Pharaoh. Remember, I lost a great war at their hands. So Tzfo decides it's a good idea. He sends word to Hadad ben Bedad, the king of Edom, to come with him. He sends to the tribes of Yishmael, and together they unite. They have a huge camp. It takes 3 days' journey just to cross their camp. And they start heading. They come to the valley of Patros. How do you say that in English?
Petra.
And the Egyptians see that these three forces have united against them. Now, this is interesting if you take this background to the story of the Jews in Egypt, where the Egyptians were saying, hey, at a time of war, they could turn against us. Now the Egyptians are facing a war because the Jews are in their midst. Meaning the armies are attacking, not the Egyptians. They're attacking to take revenge from Yaakov's children. The Egyptians unite. They have 300,000 men. And the Jews of Goshen number 150 men. But the Egyptians didn't trust the Jews. They said, we don't want you in our camps with us. They said, who knows? You're their relatives. Maybe you'll end up joining forces with them. So they told the Jews, you stay put. We're going to war. And if you see that we're losing, then you could come join ranks with us and help us out at the war. And Zippor tells Bilam, I want you to do some sorcery for me. Tell me who's going to win the war. This is where we'll pick up Mizrachim next time.